we are completely committed to doing everything we can to make sure that you succeed. That starts, obviously, with making sure that we continue to make Florida a business-friendly state, to keep your taxes low, to keep workers' comp premiums low, to do everything we can to help you succeed.
The lieutenant governor, who was running for attorney general in 2010, gave a few concrete examples of how the state is helping veterans. These, Kottkamp said, include tax breaks for veterans with combat-related disabilities, need-based emergency financial assistance for service members, and preference for veteran-owned companies for government contracts.
We have 99 certified service-disabled veteran businesses enterprises, and since the inception of this program, last year we've spent $1 million with service-disabled veteran business enterprises, and we're very proud of that.
Kottkamp said that Florida has 250,000 veteran-owned small businesses, and that 18,000 of those are owned by service-disabled veterans. He said that aerospace, biotechnology, and renewable energy, including solar and algae, should provide opportunities for veterans as the economy recovers.
Think about the possibilities of spinoffs if we're able to produce our own fuel without being dependent on the Middle East, and we can do that right here in Florida.
This comes one day after President Barack Obama toured the Florida Power and Light Solar Power Facility in Arcadia and announced that he will give $200 million to FPL to install 2.6 million smart meters. Democrats have criticized Governor Charlie Crist for not meeting with Obama during his Florida visit and accused the governor of trying to disassociate himself from the president in order to appeal to conservatives ahead of the Republican Senate primary. Kottkamp, Crist's second-in-command, is forging his own political campaign. And while he did not make an appearance in Arcadia either, Kottkamp did acknowledge the significance of the visit.
Well, it is becoming more and more a part of our future to have a diversified energy portfolio. Solar will be a part of that. We've seen some of our large power companies look into that capital investment because they see now that the technology is there to be able to do that. In my view, getting as many people as possible to participate in the use of solar power will bring down our dependency on foreign oil. It'll be good for the environment, good for the economy, and we're very much in favor of it.
The Attorney General hopeful is not without controversy. Earlier this year, he was criticized for using state planes to travel between Tallahassee and his Fort Myers home in 2007 and 2008. Kottkamp was one of a few state politicians who have been found to do this and offered to reimburse the state for travel costs after the media exposed the practice. He told WMNF that he does not see any challenges in his upcoming run for Attorney General.
Well, I think it's just a tremendous opportunity for me. I'm in a very unique position where I'm able to work with the governor to serve the 18 million people of Florida today and hope to be blessed with the opportunity to continue serving those 18 million people as Attorney General. And we're going to work very hard to earn the support of the people of Florida to do that.